Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Wait, let me just clear that out. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Yeah.
Good morning.
No, it's been night, day. I had a night.
I know. My text messages prove that.
Yeah.
There were updates at like 10, 12, 1, and 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So do you want the story of my night?
Yeah, I would like to
only
know.
Story time. Oh my God. Okay. So last night I went to a show and I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to this little show. It's over at 10 and then I'm going to go home and play video games. Well, she's starting.
The octave range, by the way, everyone. Everyone just point out like the octaves?
Yeah, the mask
10 octaves
jumped
lower.
Out.
Yeah.
Really? Is it that low? I feel a little low.
Yes, you're a little low.
I'm but very Lindsay Lohan after 10 years.
It's giving Mariah's range right now. You have the
oh
range.
My God. Yeah. So I go to the show. And then after the show, I'm like, okay, I want to go out. So we go out. We get food. Then on the way home, I'm walking back and I pass by a bar that's, I'll tell you the bar later. But and these boys are like, oh my God, hi. So I'm like, oh, hi, boys. So I go in. Then I'm at the bar by myself. Talking to these boys, the top kind of jumped out a little bit.
Oh,
I was,
really?
Like, flirting with this little, you know. And then these girls were there and they're like, oh my God, you're so cute. How old are you? 28. I was like, what?
Wow.
Well, tonight I'm going to be.
Not yourself tonight. Not yeah. Your age tonight.
And then literally they're like that TikTok where the girl's like, I want to go to Hardware. Like, yeah,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
So we go to Hardware. Then we're at Hardware and then we meet these other boys. And this boy's like, oh my God, let's go party at my apartment after. So I'm like, yeah. So it's like me, these gays, these girls from out of town. One of the boys was like gorgeous, like 6'2", stunning. I was like, yes. And so at this point, I had no idea what time it actually was. Mm-hmm. Turns out the bar closed at 4. Then we went out to this guy's apartment at 4. And then all of a sudden, this queen opens the blinds and their son. And he's like, it's 6 in the morning.
You I went was to
like,
the afters? Wow.
Literally the afters. It was like 6 of us.
Uh-huh. What'd
just like
you do
listening
there?
To like Bebe Rexha and like chatting and talking about Idaho or wherever they were from. No idea. Just like kikiing.
Yeah.
And then they opened the blinds and I was like, oh, it's 6 in the morning. And I was like, fuck my life.
Did you end up talking to the 6 too?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No,
you're not sure?
I don't have Instagram handles.
Okay.
But the one, I'm like literally like in, this is you, this is no stranger to you. What am I doing? I don't know her.
Oh, she was so, I am looking though. At a snap of you and a girl.
Yeah.
This is kind of a trend for you. This is very Pula Asbury taking a selfie with
a housewife. Her.
Yeah.
But nope. she was stunning. She was gorgeous. She was so fun. I was like,
did you put that on your story? Was
no.
that? Oh,
I'm on someone else's story. Oh, see, here's the thing. I feel like I lost track of time, and that's what life is all about. So I like to have fun.
You did have fun.
Yeah.
I'm really happy for you. I thought it was going to take a turn.
No, and I literally was just drinking White Claws.
Party.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm really proud of
you. I don't want
the
rumors to start spreading that she's, you know, one of those girls. No, I no offense to anyone that is, but that's not what this was.
Oh. Yes. Noted co-core, T. Yeah. Kyle. Yes. I think everyone would go with that. Congratulations on your night out.
Death. Death to me. No, like, I'm fine. It's just, like, it's so bright out.
It is. Yes, you are reclining like Mariah on QVC.
You guys can't see it right now, but I'm literally lounging like Mariah on QVC. Iconic.
Nursing a hangover.
Yeah.
It's a festive moment of afters, whatever.
Yeah, so that was my night. Mm-hmm. I was feeling myself. I was like, my hair looked good.
Mm-hmm. That's usually once your hair looks good, you kind of are on a tear. No one's going to tell you to stop.
I had a full face of powder.
Oh,
so if the powder's on, she's going out. Okay,
we are not wasting.
No, we are not powder. Wasting a good e.l.f. powder. Not sponsored.
Not yet,
but would love to be. It's like only $3. Okay, well, love that. So, as always, we would like to give a shout out to our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. We have 3 tiers if you would like to support the pod, and our live chat is coming in 2 weeks mm-hmm. from now. Well, or like soon, whenever you're listening.
Yep.
Like a week or two at the end of July. And there's tons of bonus episodes, and you can also join our Discord where we chat about everything in real time. Mm-hmm. And we also have merch now.
We do have merch.
Oh, wait, look how cute.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it so cute?
The rainbow soundboard tee.
That was fighting for gay rights.
That was fighting for gay rights, which is one of the many slogans available on the soundboard tee.
I should have worn this out last night.
Yeah. Great job doing promo.
Literally, could you imagine how annoying I would be wearing this out?
I mean, I wore the Legends Only shirt out, and 3 people came up and said they listened to the pod.
Oh.
So I think it's effective.
I do too, but I feel like I would get, like, I would have 5 White Claws, and then the entire night I would just be reading my own. You know, I would literally be a walking, like, soundboard, and
true.
I'd be so, well, I already
well, am. You are, but. Yeah.
Shit.
Yes, we do have merch available.
Started
at merch.legendsonlypodcast.com.
Yeah, or you can click below in the description or on Twitter.
Wow.
All right, well, speaking of the girls having their tits out.
What
please
a segue.
Don't be mean to me. Literally me after posting this episode.
You
please
after walking out
me.
Into the sun at 6 a.m.
Literally getting sunburned.
And there's like the doorman like waiting for you. And you're like, please don't be mean to me as you walk through the lobby of this man's apartment.
I went to Dunkin' Donuts at like 6:30 this morning. I was like, I need hash browns.
Well, that's not new.
No. Yeah, well, I wasn't the only one with my tits out this week.
That is true. What a segue that you've landed on.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Please don't be mean to her, everybody. Give it up for Halsey.
Ashley Frangipan is back with...
She's from Jersey, right?
She is from Jersey.
Okay,
I do think
I like
you two
her.
Could hang.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
When I first interviewed her in 2015, she had flower pasties over her nipples.
Hot.
Yes.
God, that's going to be me in 2 weeks.
That is...
That could have been me last night. No one knows.
No one knows
of it.
Well, there's probably a Snapchat story somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
If I can't have love, I want power is the name of Halsey's album, which honestly, kind of an iconic title.
Power. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Goals.
Money, love. Money, power, glory, Lana. Anyway, concept album about the joys and horrors of pregnancy and childbirth featuring, I think.
Oh, that's her kid?
Well, it's not her kid, but she is pregnant.
Oh,
she borrowed a Bobby for the cover.
Do that.
She did. I don't know if you watched it. She did the Met Museum reveal.
Yeah,
she walked through, looked at the art, and she's fully pregnant there and then unveiled the big artwork, a surf. Very cool. One of the best...
Ladies and gentlemen, her.
Halsey. Her. Game of Thrones, giving that vibe. Definitely one of the most effective and bold covers I've seen in a very long time for pop or whatever genre we're going to call. Worked with like Trent Reznor. It's probably going to be very rocky.
Oh, she's a rock girl.
She's a rock girl. I'm loving this, and I'm loving that we're flipping the traditional just had a Bobby album concept, which is usually either a good thing or a bad thing. I'm hoping this is great. So I'm really into this cover.
Kelly Clarkson's Piece by Piece was done while she was pregnant, just saying.
That's true. She was vomiting
iconic
every day.
Yeah. Me right now.
You right now.
Yeah. Sue. So.
Ray of Light. I mean, this could be a big moment for her.
Not Halsey's Ray of Light.
Oh, well,
oh no.
What is this, Larry describing Femme Fatale?
Oh, my God. We'll get that to
We'll get to that rat in a moment. But honestly, great job, Halsey. And there's also an alternative cover that is just as cool, too, that the girls popped into the Discord. Yeah. Effective artistry. So shout out to her.
Yeah. Please don't be mean to her.
Please clap if you've had a baby.
Not me. All right. Well, on to the most important subject of the week.
Yes. This is what we're all talking about right now.
I don't want to say mascot.
Our representative.
Yes.
Of the pod.
One-sided friend of the pod.
Deep one-sided friend of the pod.
I want to have her on the podcast so bad.
I need to do the outreach. I will do the
outreach.
Do it. Yes.
Oh my God. I would have so much fun talking to Bebe Rexha.
Yes, everyone. Bebe is making her feature film debut.
Yeah. EGOT incoming.
Bebe got Rexha.
What would she get the E for?
The Emmy.
Oh, the O. That's Oscar. That's movies.
The Oscar's this movie, which she will be receiving.
Grammys for Sacrifice.
The Grammy for Sacrifice. Yeah. The Tony for...
her 4th of July performance. Live at NBC Philadelphia.
That's the Emmy. And then the Tony, of course, will be I Can't Stop Drinking About You, the musical.
Oh my God.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
Yes. So Bebe is making her feature film debut in a comedy action sort of film.
Yeah, it's like Hustlers 2.
Hustlers 2 incoming. Sort of like Spring Breakers, Hustlers, the vibe of like Ladies on the Run, which we love to see it.
Iconic.
Scamming.
Goals.
Queen Pins is the name of the movie. Starring Kristen Bell and Kirby Howell Baptiste. Oh. They are two coupon scam queens who found a way to replicate, based on true story.
Really?
Yeah. Replicating coupons. And
that's kind of easy.
Yeah. Like they found a way to scam. And Kirby's character, JoJo.
What do you gain from that, though?
You don't have to pay for your groceries.
Yeah, but like, so they sell people coupons? That doesn't make sense.
I think because the value outweighs the sale. I'm pretty sure. I think that's how it works.
Oh, so you could if you did a coupon for like free hash browns from Dunkin' Donuts and then you resold them.
Uh-huh.
You'd make money.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or I just think the retail value of all the coupons together beats the price that you pay for them.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, we'll have to watch it.
We'll have to watch it.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Most importantly, Bebe Rexha plays a computer hacker who is a... who is an associate of the two coupon scamming queens, and she's giving you over it face.
Yeah.
In a Charlie XCX wig. She's Charlie Rexha.
Oh my God.
Giving you deadpan humor. The Oscars are coming. And already like a meme in the making of her looking at the camera defeated with like a bunch of screens behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Basically our soundboard.
Yeah, literally our soundboard. The controller behind the soundboard
yes.
is like...
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
That's the sound of her keyboard.
Can we pan to monitor 4, please? And then it just like goes in. It's like, get the fuck off my fucking live chat.
Oh, from here on out, BB's
Camera
our
7.
Commander.
What was that?
So thrilled. It's really her moment.
I'm so excited. What? I hope they have like a song moment in this one like they did with Gimme More.
Oh my God. Actually, though.
Yeah.
Sacrifice moment? Maybe.
Rexha just gets in her car and she's like, this is a fucking bop. And then it's just like, dun, 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 dun. And the co-star's like, who sings this?
Oh my God. Very excited to see this. Coming out later this year. We're ready. September 10th, 2021.
Yeah.
Queen Pins.
Oh my God. Hopefully Bebe doesn't get arrested. For Arexa,
Arexted.
I almost said Arexted.
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Literally, she's going to go to jail in this movie. Probably there's going to be a soundboard clip.
Well, if she goes to jail, then we have the memes and GIFs for the next 10 years
that
we need.
Oh, done. Oh, my God.
It's a win for everyone.
Well, speaking of Emmys.
Speaking of Emmys, speaking of hot summer action.
Yeah, speaking about lying about your age.
Yes. Everyone, if you didn't see it, it took the Twitter sphere by storm. Ladies and gentlemen, what did I just say? Gentlemen?
Ladies and Teletubbies.
Ladies and Teletubbies. The tubs are vaccinated.
They are. This is so unhinged. Their April 4th thing was so... Not April 4th. Oh, Jesus Christ. April 1st. April Fool's. Oh, that's what I was going
wow.
for.
Was
where
a
they
little
did
delayed.
Tubby coin.
Oh.
And honestly. Now they're vaccinated. But everyone pointed out they're not born in 2003.
2003 would make them almost 20 years old.
Yeah. They were out before then.
Liars.
Yeah.
That's Tinky
a federal
Winky.
Crime lying on a federal document.
Tinky Winky. Dipsy.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Tinky Winky will definitely see you in court.
Yeah.
Dipsy, Lala, and Poe.
She literally
will follow
posed,
thereafter.
I don't know if it's a, I don't know what she is, but. She was on the Rolling Stone cover in 1998 with Britney. So
that's true. Exposed.
Literally caught in 4K.
Caught in 4K. Yeah. Tinky Winky gay icon, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, and she's got the Noonson and Noonson vaccine.
The what?
Did you see they created fake names for the vaccines? She
no.
took the Noonson and Noonson.
Oh, my God.
And Dipsy has the AstraZeneca.
No. How do I get that job?
Exactly. You should be coming up with Teletubby vaccines.
Yeah. Flopser. I can't.
Yeah. So they're vaxxed. What's your excuse?
I'm vaccinated.
Exactly.
My God.
Just in time for a tubby hot summer.
Yeah.
Their new phrase that took the world by storm.
Good for them.
Good for them. We hope everyone has a hot tubby summer as well.
Yeah. It's certainly hot. That emphasis on hot.
It is hot.
It's too hot.
And I need some air. And that brings us to...
Oh, wow.
We're pivoting.
I'm Blur right now.
Oh, you are Blur.
Yeah.
Early morning.
Me walking outside. I am noticing now my voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Once you do vocals, you've...
I'm giving you Big Ange this week.
Big Ange covering Goals. Early morning.
Oh, my God. Early morning. Great.
Just got it. This early moment.
Was out a little late last night. Me and the girls. We were at Hardware partying until 4 a.m. Then we went to the after party. I was having White Claws. Oh my God. It was a fucking blast. I like to have fun.
You do like to have fun?
I am a good time.
Who's arguing against that?
I don't know. I feel like someone's going to be like...
Sometimes you remind me of HRH Collections or whatever her name
oh,
is. And
I
she's
love
like,
her.
No, because I'm pretty. No, fuck you. No, yeah. You're ugly.
Don't tell me to say gay rights. Don't come on here and tell me to say gay rights.
It's like, who's arguing with you in your head?
I love her.
Oh, absolutely. But that's you right now. I'm fun.
Yeah,
I am fun. No, I am
fun. Fun. God damn it. It's like...
Nobody's saying you're not.
Yeah, the elusive commenter in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back off, haters.
I didn't say anything.
All right. Well, let's move on to somebody else who's once had an early morning.
Yeah.
Of course, we had a whirlwind week of news updates.
I can't.
I will say the Britney Discord channel is popping off with the updates. If you want to know the latest breaking, truly, the Legends Only Discord, Britney channel.
If you are in the Legend tier of our Patreon, we have a Britney Discord channel.
Dedicated.
It is, honestly, more news than Twitter.
Yes.
It's like breaking news. I logged in the other day. I was like,
rational people.
Yes.
Discourse.
Yeah. Oh, that's branding. Get it?
No.
Discord.
Oh.
That's what it's from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes.
In case anyone was asking.
They are having discourse.
Yeah.
And yes. And we jump in a lot. It's great. It is great. Latest breaking news. The rats are fleeing the ship.
Yeah, literally.
Quickly. And
we posted our episode last week, and it's like, oh,
well. They heard it. They were like, well, I'm submitting my resignation.
Yeah.
The Britney pod boys are on it. I guess it's time to go.
I can't.
So the second that we, no, I know that. The second that we published came the New Yorker piece.
Yeah.
And then a whirlwind of
Ronan
fallout.
Ronan
and Gia.
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not like a drag name.
No, it is not. Oh. Although, you know, I would understand if he had one because he's got so many. I mean, he's exposing so many people. But anyway, yeah. From that came some media covering, like, appearances to talk about their piece. And then the next thing was Larry.
Yeah.
She said...
So how do we want to do this? We want to run through the list?
Yeah, we'll just highlight.
All right, so Larry is resigning.
Larry's out.
And
Larry, no more fireworks.
Yeah. And basically said he hasn't been working for 2.5 years.
Right, which she hasn't. So yeah. that checks out. And then he also said that she expressed allegedly that she wants to retire, which is why he wants to. But he's always, you know, the door is always open if she wants to work again.
Yeah.
We'll see about that. All I will say is that his statement when he was like, as you all know, I didn't know anything about the conservatorship or see anything. It's like, you've been with her for 20 years.
Yeah.
You've seen all of
clearly,
the things
right.
from Jamie. Please.
That's where I was like, Larry, I was going to like maybe like defend part of this story. But
yeah.
like that, no. Don't lie like that.
Right.
But I do, unpopular opinion, drag me, I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's worked with her, like, in the past 2.5 years. Like, I think he's honest about that.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I think it's...
There would
be no
reason.
He's respecting her wishes, so he's like, peace, I'm leaving. Like...
Yes, and I do think that there's more to come from it. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
He may be asked to speak at some sort of, I don't know, a trial of some sort that may be coming up, or whatever, if somebody gets thrown to jail.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. So, Larry gets out, and then hours later, lawyer Sam... There are 12 Sams in the Britney universe, by the way. Lawyer Sam is out as well, which was like, what were you even doing for 13 years?
Yeah.
That one was like...
But I mean, I guess he's following her wishes, which is good, because she was like, I want my own attorney. So he's like, okay.
Right. I think it was just probably the pressure cooker of the public.
Yeah.
Just being
all
like,
of this was.
All of it. So he ran out like a rat and has like a lot of controversial stuff in his past too with conservatorships and stuff.
Huh.
So then came the Jamie Lynn saga, which queen of bad timing, queen of publishing bad timing. Jamie Lynn put out a second statement saying no death threats. And then she came out and said, I'm not on her payroll. I'm poor. Basically, it was a Jamie Lynn is poor party moment on Twitter. You know, I'm not rooting in any way against her sister because I hate that this is all happening, but it's not helping. Like,
no,
she's not helping herself. At the same time that happened, Stans found a listing, or it just popped up. I'm not sure how it happened.
I have no idea.
But there is this faith-based publishing house that is publishing her book, which was called like Southern something, and then it was called I Still Believe, I think. Or
I can't. It's a lyric. No, it's I Must Confess.
Oh, I Must Confess. I Still Believe was like a tattoo I considered at one time. also using Britney's name. Terrible timing here. The world thinks that she's complicit, and now she's got a book about using her sister's lyric. Not great. And also the description was very faithy, like, you know, faith, family, and it was very through the storm. Lynn Spears. It was very Lou. It was very that.
I have a comment.
What's your comment?
So the choice of like using her sister's lyrics.
Which, by the way, is also not the case now.
Oh, it's changing back.
Oh, yeah. So another breaking is that the publisher sent out a statement saying, like, regrettably, this leaked early. That's not the final title or the final description of this book.
Gotcha.
Which I think is genuine because I believe that she has to completely redo / scrap this book considering this year.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they were like, no, no, no. But too little too late because it already popped up. There are like 100 Barnes & Noble one-star
reviews.
Yeah,
it's like coming 2022.
Yeah, January 2022.
Which like, even that is bad timing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it shouldn't have come out at all since 2019.
No.
Since shit started to hit the fan.
Also, anyway. Who wants to read that?
That's.
Do you? Well, I don't. Well, actually, no. Maybe.
I do not unless it. Because for a while there, when we thought for longer than everybody else that Jamie Lynn was on her side, and I still, you know, I'm not trying to root against anybody, but I would have liked to hear her perspective on it before things got shadier and shadier, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she had some insight that we didn't have. But now that it looks like, you know, they pulled the curtain back and there was just three kids under a trench coat operating this thing.
Yeah. Rats.
It's like, okay, either she was ignorant, which is a highly likely thing of a lot of this, or there's something more evil. I happen to think there's a lot of ignorance in the whole story.
Yeah.
Just people who are stupid and unfit to be handling this amount of fame and fortune. Anyway.
She needs to put that in the back on the shelf.
She needs to worry where she's parking the Tesla.
What Tesla?
Remember, she keeps backing into cats?
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Like,
she
that was like several. It was like, there were multiple?
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Remember when we just like had that story like last year or something?
Oh,
we're like,
pussy.
Well,
oh no. Like, Jamie Lynn ran over my pussy. Headline.
It's awful. It is also like multiple.
Yeah. I just.
Which is why I think stupidity really takes the cake here for the main culprit of all of this. But oh, Lord, they just do not help themselves, the whole family.
No, the timing is awful.
Awful.
Stop the merch. Stop the books.
Yeah. Stop the count.
Also, everyone else, stop the merch too. Like, have you seen Instagram, like on my feed? I keep getting all these people that are like, free Britney cup, free Britney shirt.
Oh, everywhere.
I'm like, oh, ironic.
Yeah, where's that money going?
Yeah.
You know.
Naming things, using her song titles, and dropping merch and selling shit. Oh,
you know, I'm happy for the greater cause of raising awareness for something that's clearly been wrong for 13 years. But it's also like, yeah.
Right. There's a lot of people who have no idea. They're just like, yeah, slapping just like a thing on a shirt.
Jumping on it. It's a thing.
And selling it.
I've seen some wild TikToks of that one gay who did an interpretive dance to her testimony.
Oh, did we talk about that on here?
We did not.
I don't think we did. Like a full interpretive dance performance to her court testimony audio.
Death. Nope. Not for me.
I'm the clown. Listen, everyone expresses themselves in however they want.
Exactly. And sometimes it's more tasteful than others.
Sometimes.
I never liked that song anyway.
Are you using Britney's?
I'm using her name.
You're using her name?
Again.
For your humor?
Tasteless. Anyway, but we're only halfway through the week. Lynn jumps in.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God. I'm going to bed.
Lynn jumps in, petitions, and says, give her what she wants. Give her everything. Give her the Lord. Let Britney choose. Like, that was trending on Twitter. And give her the termination of the conservatorship. Get the dad out, which was good. Perhaps 13 years ago, that could have been good. But we're going to just say, all right, better than nothing. Bare minimum. So then we have Jodie Montgomery, who's the conservative person, right? And she comes in and she says, I need security. Everyone's telling me death to all of them. Basically, I and then Jamie's like, no money. And then Jodie is like, actually, you're using her money for you, rat.
Yeah, they're all turning on each other.
They're all doing the Spider-Man meme of pointing each other. And they're all rats.
Also, no one's like, is anyone really going to like go? I don't know.
Well, I will say it gets scary.
I got yelled at by a fan.
Yeah.
In 2019.
You did.
I told everyone in Discord. Yeah.
Yep. It can get scary.
I had a finger pointed on me. Little shove.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's there. But it's also like there's a text message exchange that she presented between her and Britney. And Britney saying, I need you to stay on as co-conservator, which was interesting. There must be a reason for maneuvering out of this that I'm guessing.
Well, because if everyone leaves and it's just your dad.
Yeah, you've got to do the whole process of getting temporary whatever, probably. Yeah. So she's like, everyone just pause so I can like end this, I guess. So then at the very end of the week, literally today, we have Britney contacting a high power lawyer who's apparently friends with Madonna, which is a good or bad thing, to get her out of this thing.
Wow.
So we'll see where that goes. But we're ending on a high because
it's like the American Life video.
It is like the American Life video.
Madonna's going to come in. on a tank.
Oh, and that's where we did get Free Britney post in true Madonna form of her
self. Yeah.
But as Automatic Princess pointed out in the Discord, that shirt Madonna previously said was her good luck charm on tour. And that is a talisman of good luck. And she spoke about Britney in 2001 in a way that's very telling for now, about how there were all these people around her, you know, judging her and things like that. And she felt very protective of Britney.
Yeah.
The Madonna narrative throughout Britney's whole career is like protective mother.
Yeah. She's not your bitch.
She's not your bitch. So
it's Britney, bitch. Oh, that was so legendary.
If Madonna's lawyer friend is the one to swoop in and actually save her, that would be what a narrative.
Yeah.
Because we didn't talk about, there's this article floating around of basically the Free Britney Avengers, like Paris Hilton, Miley.
Oh, yeah, it's fake.
Like, it's from Heat Magazine, I believe, is where it originated, which is a UK tabloid. And it's like, there's been no further confirmation. And also, I don't think the problem's money. I think the problem is, like, we need Judge Penny to approve a petition to terminate.
Yeah.
I don't think there's money needed. And she still has money. It's not like they've completely, you know, sucked her dry from.
Yeah. Reminder, everyone. Legends.
Oh, yes. Quick reminder, she is a legend. But yeah, I don't think we're at the place where we have to GoFundMe for Britney. So I don't know. I think that was just like hopeful, like putting together all the names who have been vocal about Free Britney.
Yeah. Paris talked about her on her podcast too.
Paris, Miley, Mariah.
Know what I was thinking?
Christina. That was
her. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Imagine Christina showing up to
Christina
court.
Will just, not myself tonight performance, come in on a rope, like break into the courtroom, punch the judge in the face, take Britney out, and then play her Back to Basics in the car as they drive home.
Oh my God, I love that.
I don't think
to the circus starts playing.
Oh my God.
Iconic.
She's like, by the way, I thought of this first. Yeah. I don't want to cause any drama, but while we're on the topic.
Before you put your seatbelt on, just want you to know something.
When we're talking about circuses. Yeah. You know, I think that money is not the issue in this case. It's like persuasion of lawyers and judges. So we'll just see about that. But if it turns out to be true, iconic, obviously. I think we have a better chance of this like Madonna lawyer friend being
the
one. Anyway.
Speaking of Madonna, looking back on Britney in Human Nature, the imagery of it has a whole different
meaning
now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that surveillance and like being trapped, and even the elevator element of it is like, you don't know what floor you're going to get on. Like she's pushing all the buttons. Like it is such a visual representation that I like didn't even think of at the time.
Completely. Go revisit that, everyone. Human Nature, Britney, 2008.
Yeah.
Performance.
The tour visuals.
Tour visuals. Yes.
Yeah. Iconic. I love Madonna.
I do too. Problematic fave.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of visuals.
Oh, yeah. Shall we discuss? Oh, well, and this is also Britney related too. Mine is.
That is true. Yes. Let's keep it visual and keep it Britney.
Yeah. It is time for
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right. So my pick for this week is Kylie Sonique. Iconic.
Iconic.
Having
woman.
Her redemption moment right now.
Yes.
Not sponsored Paramount Plus, but.
No, we don't love Paramount Plus, but.
No.
Which is where Madam X Tour is heading. No longer Netflix. There.
It's such a long name.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is not free consulting for Viacom CBS.
Kylie Sonique Love is also on All Star Season 6 on Paramount Plus.
Yes. So she performed with Miley over the 4th of July and had a Britney inspired 2000 VMAs suit. She pulls the jacket off. She's got her tits out.
Tits out.
Pants.
Suspenders and tits.
Yeah. She bends down, rips the pants off like Britney, and is serving like this kind of string bodysuit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Serving. And Miley, too.
Looked so good.
Yeah.
Very hot. And then Miley had her very relatable moment where she was just like, what did she say? Like, free my bitch? I'm stressed out.
She's like, we love Jay-Z, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very relatable. She said she's stressed out by it. Aren't we all?
Then why do you use the same management?
Well,
that's the question I have.
I think she's Adam Lieber now.
Aren't they the same?
Oh, yeah. Ultimately, like, I think it all goes. Yeah, I think she's got to.
Interesting.
Look that one up. That However, one's... management is different than conservatorship. Like, that's right. Why we all, like, when we talk about, like, the label has nothing to do with, the management has nothing to do with.
Right, it's different parts.
Her actual inner team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that doesn't mean they don't have seen things.
Yeah.
Anyway. My high fashion moment is not Britney related, although it is sort of giving me Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know, which is J-Lo on the beach.
Ooh.
Slamming it down in splits galore, Cumbia El Paso video. Holy fuck. I'm still shook by when I saw her in 2019, but incredible. She looks incredible. She's giving you beachy waves. Hair.
Love that.
And like a hot look in this video, which I actually love this song for her. I don't know. Did
it's
you
such
hear
a
it?
Fun summer like pool
yeah
moment.
I really like this song for her and I hope it does something. So anyway, I love her out of the sea look for the cover.
Oh, so, I love that.
So pretty. Ageless queen.
And she's still with Ben Affleck now. I don't even think we discussed.
Yes, we haven't even discussed Bennifer.
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know, but it's been a wonderful experience for anyone who does like media entertainment journalism.
Yeah.
It's been like a real glorious time for everybody.
What year was that? 2003?
Yeah.
Wow, an iconic year.
Yeah. Gigli.
In the zone.
In the zone. Yes, Gigli in the zone. Two iconic defining moments. Yeah, Bennifer's going strong. She's feeling all of her oats, clearly.
Yeah.
And we love to see it. I love empowered J-Lo. So, high fashion.
Chic.
Very. Well, in addition to...
All right. Next topic. TikTok talk.
TikTok talk. Somebody is going viral across the world.
What was that?
Name yeah. dropped on podcasts.
Oh my God, it was shook.
Danced to on top trending TikToks of the week.
Yeah.
It's T. Kyle, everyone.
It's our producer, T. Kyle. Yeah, so I made this. I started making a Wendy mix, and I put the first part of it up.
Yeah.
It's the...
Death to all of them.
Yes.
Mix. And yeah, it's...
Which was requested, I believe, by friend of the pond, Lance.
Yeah.
Said there should be a mix. And uh-huh. Then you added a little stomp to it.
Yep. I was like making something and then I got like a DM and it was like, because I do check my DMs. And it was like, oh my God, like a house trap mix of death to all of them. And I was like, oh, let me try this out.
Uh-huh.
But there's like a full one coming.
Yes. I may or may not have heard a preview. And let's just say this song is going to go the distance.
I want a drag queen to perform it.
Oh,
so I'm keeping the crowd in mind.
Oh my God, yeah.
There's like a clap moment where
there's
the crowd
a great clap moment. Yes.
There's crowd participation.
And the drag queen will be you.
No.
Not yet, but.
Yeah, and then it was mentioned on H3.
Yes.
Frenemies.
Formerly Frenemies.
After Dark.
Yes.
Trisha, don't come for me.
I know.
The biggest disappointment about this, though, was I wish that she was there.
I said it was very bittersweet. Your fave was not present for the actual H3 pod. But
yeah.
You know what? She's definitely heard it.
Yeah.
I know she's heard it.
Oh, she absolutely listened to that.
Yeah. Special shout out also to, speaking of Wendy, actually, this is basically just a Wendy segment.
Yep.
The Marco Polo Wendy TikTok.
James.
If you haven't seen
Death.
It. That is high art. Good cinema.
She's all over TikTok.
She is.
She got canceled again this week.
She did get canceled this week. Now, we do have a weekly notes app apology section where we need to apologize on behalf of ourselves or someone else. This time, we're going for Wendy for her entirely inappropriate, no idea where we were going next, introduction to the story of a tragic TikToker's murder. She decided to weave that in between her follower count and clap
if you know who
this
is. Yeah.
Which has now become a new meme of her turning around to look at the photo.
Yep.
And they were like, and they've replaced it with like famous people who have died in like in black and white. Totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
And yet uncancelable.
She did the same. Okay. She is queen of transitions.
Yes.
And being horrible at them.
Like very much we are inspired by her transitions.
But like, I know people are like very mad.
Yeah.
But like, she also did the same exact thing with her own mom. Do you remember that?
That is true. Yes. No, she literally does not know how to transition topics.
Yeah, look up that clip.
Because for this clip also, there was the follow-up. You need to see how she transitions out of it when she goes, like, on a lighter note.
Yeah. Yeah. She always, like, oh, she passed away? Oh. All right. Well.
Yep. It's there's lack of humanity there that is stunning. I think she's, like, so shocking that it's, like, I don't even know what to do with this.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel she's uncancelable because I feel like she's done this a million times and it's just like, what was that?
Yeah, literally. I watched a compilation the other day because I was pulling sound bites.
Yeah.
And my new favorite is, you know, shout out to anyone with social anxiety. I kind of feel bad for you. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it's so just like.
I did a mix of that. I have that sound bite and it goes into Danny Minogue's Nervous.
Oh my God.
I have to premiere that somewhere, but yeah. I feel seen. Thank you, Wendy.
Yep, same. I think she's uncancelable because, like, even though it's, like, awful, I appreciate someone being unfiltered still.
Yeah, and I also...
Because not many people are.
True. She, and it's just, that's who she is.
And I love a good shock value moment.
It's every week with her.
The killer.
The killer. So, we're just gonna have to keep on watching.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of shock value.
All right. Well,
on a lighter note.
Yeah, on a lighter note. New music.
Yes. Kicking this off with an equally polarizing, divisive, problematic, much canceled queen, Azalea Banks. Have you heard this song?
Yeah. I feel like all night. I could like make this.
Yes.
I heard it and I was like, oh my God, I like want to do this.
I cannot stop listening to it at this point. It's filthy.
Yeah.
She makes music for the gays. So what now? That, you know, the interview on Breakfast Club is perfect. I heard you make music for gay people. I do. So what now? That's where that comes from.
She makes soap for bottoms.
She makes soap for bottoms. She literally like asshole soap.
It's like bussy soap.
Bussy soap. Deep ally of the pod. But also has said all of the things, of course. But I'm sorry, this is giving like...
ground up a few chickens or two.
Oh boy. This is giving very Lil' Kim energy, I will say, also. It's reminding me of Kim. Filthy, filthy.
Iconic.
Really good. Yes. And of course, I mean, ever since 212 and beyond, it's just been bops. Bop, 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 bop.
I do appreciate the energy here.
The house beat and the shit talking is just like, oh, fuck yes.
And like a little bit of scandal on the cover with the nails.
I mean, the Kanye nails.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
She's that girl. I just will always not make excuses, but ultimately right. I do think she's absolutely a genius lyrically, strategically, and everything. I know.
I love Ice Princess.
Oh, God. I'm just, she's got the bops.
Yeah.
So that's my top toot of the week.
What's the tea? The girls are fighting.
Truly a meme queen as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. A shout out. Okay, so I'll do a little lesser known gems, or we'll just keep it moving.
This one that you posted is such a bop.
Nina Nesbitt?
Yeah.
Yes.
That one.
Scottish singer-songwriter Nina Nesbitt. She's one of our singer-songwriter girlies who's worked with like Jonas Blue, Jessie Ware, what else? A lot of the acts, but also plenty of music on her own. Summer Fling, pure summer pop perfection. Bop, 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 bop. Very, very good. Check that one out. Look that one up.
Yeah.
Summer Fling by Nina Nesbitt. And then we have some reliable faves who've been around for a while. Tinashe is Bouncin'. Pretty much from the moment I pressed play, I was like, yep, bop. Bouncin' is about, you know, bouncing.
Love that.
We love that
Tits.
For her. Yep.
Yeah.
And then Billie Eilish is back with, I think, like her fifth song now from the album.
It's coming out soon, isn't it? Like next week?
Yeah. Oh. It's called NDA, which... is what Britney's team is trying to get everyone to sign right now.
Yeah, literally.
Actually, this is maybe my favorite that has come out from this era, I think. Or at least it's got more exciting for me suddenly.
I thought that too. It's like a different... It's still her, but it has a different sound to it.
It does. Somebody,
they're getting a little more experimental.
I think it was Automatic Princess who also pointed out that it's giving kind of Nine Inch Nails closer. It's also giving Banks the auto-tuned chorus. And I even felt like The Knife, if anyone knows The Knife a little bit.
No.
but I do think that it is much more interesting or like listenable.
Yeah.
Not that all of the music isn't. I just, it catches me a bit more.
Yeah. Well, she has to change it up a little bit.
She does. I'm not sure how this campaign is going, to be honest.
I don't think she needs a campaign.
She doesn't, but I'm just kind
of interested. I've seen posters out and about in the city for the new album.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the visuals arguably are kind of taking over. I don't know if the music's doing much, but I feel like the visuals are kind of around. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, she's coming soon. Bully Eyelash, happier than ever. And throwing it back to Legends.
Oh my God, this made my whole week.
I just thought of the other way to interpret that. And I was like, oh.
The what? Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I was like, okay.
No. I'm entering my top era.
This is your version of the Reputation era is your top era.
I'm going to be a music producer and a top. Just watch.
Just watch me. I'm really excited for you. Wannabe 25.
Yes. Power of Four needs one girl more.
And
the
she's
Spice
reluctantly
girls,
participating at this.
Yeah.
25th anniversary. Now, I feel like it's been the 25th anniversary of this song for 25 years. Because they do a lot of anniversary hoopla around this. But
I feel like it was just the 20th.
Yeah.
Like, I feel Did and they lie?
They lied. But also,
I feel like they just did it like last year. They're like, 20 years of Wannabe.
They celebrate the UK and the US releases, I feel.
Okay, that's me off.
There's like a 95, 96, kind of 97 discrepancy. But whatever, we're taking the 25th of Wannabe this year again, including the demo of the song, which is adorable. And also, you can hear the genius already of the song.
Yep.
And Feed Your Love, unreleased ballad.
So good.
Crazy that they were making these kinds of songs as nobodies.
Like,
from the jump, I love that song. I think it's very sexy.
Is
very
this unreleased
adult.
From first album? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And
it like works now.
I know. It's
I was listening to it.
Good.
I was like, this could be new.
I know. It's sort of, I don't know, Toni Braxton or Madonna circa Bedtime Stories. It's that kind of...
Ooh, it's very Toni.
Very, like, slinky, sexy R&B. Mm-hmm. Great vibe. And really good. Just really good. And because all of their... I think they are ballad queens. We don't, you know necessarily go for them for ballads, but, like, To Become One and everything. It's, like, they always sort of nailed that. So, yeah. And, you know, they all posted about it.
They did.
You know, contractually. They signed their Billy NDA.
Yeah.
And
like, fine, we'll tweet about it.
We'll
as long
tweet
as we
about
the tour.
Yeah. I'm sure some want to more than others. But, you know, and Jerry posted about gold rings.
Yeah. Which I was noticing on the Spice World logo on the second album.
Uh-huh.
It's a gold ring around the earth that says Spice World on it.
It does.
Is that like a... I was like, oh my God, she's referencing... Or that is referencing the rings that she got everyone.
Yeah, well, she said, the famous ring. I bought a gold ring for each of the girls when we got together as a symbol of our friendship. It's a special bond that continues to stand the test of time. So it was a very friendship never ends moment. I love that. I mean,
I
Spice
them.
Forever. And it really holds up. I think the music... I still play Who Do You Think You Are?
Bop.
During live sets, and like everyone kind of loses their shit.
Never give up on the good times.
Yeah, I don't like to do like the most obvious one. Like, I'm not a... What's the toxic of Spice Girls, do you think? Wannabe? Maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't... Yeah, that one's a bit obvious. And also there's so many like indie covers. Yeah, it is the toxic. There's like indie covers of it and all of that. And it's like, all right, oh, we know it's perfect, but they've got so many others.
Yeah, stop.
Right now.
To Become One.
Mama. Move Over.
Ooh, Bop.
Ugh. Yeah. No, they're still perfect. And
my original Queens of Pop.
Yeah.
Forever and always.
That's it. Well, what's coming around the pipeline? Britney's Freedom, maybe? We do
have next week.
Next week we have a hearing
Wednesday.
July 14th. I think that's a bit optimistic. I think the wheels are in motion, but I don't think things are happening in like 3 days. But we'll see. She did contact that lawyer, so everyone's
who knows?
All eyes on us about that. What else is in the pipeline? We've got the Billie album, we've got Lana, something's coming.
Blue she changed the album cover.
She did. Thank God.
I saw Twitter being like, bullying works. Like, oh,
they got a point.
Death.
Who else?
I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, okay.
Like, actually, though.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, cut it out. Oh, my God. I don't want you to hear it though.
Well, I have my headphones on, so it's fine. We've reached the part of the podcast where T. Kyle is physically ill to end the episode. He is unwell. He's had a night at the afters and is currently recovering from the debauchery. You're here during this ASMR segment to listen to the soothing sounds of T. Kyle's fan and a not sponsored candle flickering called Aqua de something. I can't see it that far away. It's actually very pleasant to have the fan on. We have to turn it off when we record. So what I'm not doing is hearing any possibly embarrassing sounds from the bathroom. I am simply leading you all through a guided meditation as we experience the soothing sounds of T. Kyle's apartment. You are safe. You are grounded. You are present. All you need is this moment to just breathe, be with yourself. Don't think about anyone you took pictures with on their Snapchat story last night. You don't know who they are, and that's fine. We're here. We're feeling attached to the world around us. Let the fear fall away and just be here now. There's a moon in Cancer, I think. Maybe TikTok said something about that. And that means that there are tears left to cry. So let them fall during this moment. Feel no shame as we continue to hold for the co-host who is feeling his oats inside and out. And that's really an important thing to do. Now, one thing about meditation is you really just have to close your eyes, not to be confused with the Kim Petras song, and just breathe on me. Oh, he's back. Been about a minute. I took the opportunity to lead a guided ASMR meditation while you were in the bathroom, and you can enjoy that. Anyway,
I'm back.
I think it's about time we wrap things up because somebody needs to lay down.
Somebody's a nap.
Somebody needs a nap.
It's I like to have fun.
Too hot and he needs some air and probably a baby
Pedialyte. Not sponsored.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what is happening soon? I was distracted.
We are taking you down to get an IV of nutrients.
And... Oh, I don't like needles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, neither did I. I just got tested and I started to pass out.
Oh,
shout out. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everyone who gets tested.
Yeah. the finger prick that I did.
Oh, no, yeah. I did the blood draw. Oh. And she goes, sweetie, did you have water before this? I started to sweat and see stars. I was swimming in the stars.
Oh, Bob.
And yeah, it never goes well for me, but I didn't fully pass out.
You just focused on breathing.
I did, but the problem, my blood was going so slow.
Oh, that's the worst. And because then I have to do it again.
I think it's because she had the table like here. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I should be like lower. Yeah. So, but I
always asked to lay down.
Yeah, I did. I asked to be like sort of reclined and I should have just been like, I want to be down. Anyway, I soldiered through.
Love that. To a soldier.
Yeah. Bleed on me. So we are hydrating today and we are rejuvenating. You've had a very trying night.
I did.
But you had fun.
But it was fun.
Exactly.
It's important to have fun. You know, so few things in life are enjoyable now.
Oh, certainly. I don't know what I enjoy anymore.
Yeah.
So,
I should have gotten that guy's number.
You should have.
I wonder if I got it. I don't think I got his
Instagram. 6'2 Twink, if you're listening, slide into T. Kyle's DMs, which are now open.
Yeah, he was so cute.
Well, maybe he'll be on an app of some kind.
Maybe.
In the area.
Well, anyway, all right, that's all for this week.
That's all for this week. Some of the girls need to hydrate.
Yeah, well, everyone should.
Everyone should, that's true. Wear sunscreen, socially, well, I think we're past that point now.
I don't know, I think, yeah.
It depends on your territory.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do.
Yeah, to stay safe.
Stay safe. And until next time.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
All right, go get Pedialyte.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.